This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What do you see down the road of your life? If we look far enough, we'll all see the same thing. From today's passage, Genesis chapters 21 through 24, Leroy Imes offers practical advice on preparing for what we know is ahead. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. When should we expect life to get a little easier? Tomorrow? Next week? You might say, well, when I graduate, or when I get married, or when I retire. Today's passage, Genesis 21 through 24, contains a story that seems to nullify the great promise that in Abraham would all the families of the earth be blessed. He is to take his son Isaac into the land of Moriah and kill him. Offer him as a sacrifice upon one of the mountains. Verse 1 tells us that this command came to him after these things. After what things? After all the hardships and difficulties Abraham had gone through, he could have been thinking that the storms were all blown over, and that life for him would be a little easier now, sort of a bowl of cherries. But not so. A test is given him that is the toughest yet. Christian, all the tests and trials we have endured will not prevent other tests from coming our way. God is absolutely determined that you and I be conformed to the image of His Son, and He will not rest until He has done His dead level best to bring that about. The last battles are always the toughest. As you and I look down the road, it doesn't take a genius to predict what awaits us. Wheelchairs and crutches and loneliness and nursing homes and failing eyesight and hearing aids. But Christian, take heart. These things need not destroy us nor wreck our faith. On the contrary, if you and I respond as Abraham did in obedience and faith, these tough battles and trials can be the crowning moments of our lives. Not long ago, I drove a small car from Colorado to Arizona for my son-in-law. In New Mexico, I encountered violent crosswinds. They hit the car from one side and then the other, and it was all I could do to keep it on the road. And while I was fighting those crosswinds in that little car, I saw a hawk flying right in front of me with his wings spread majestically, and he wasn't moving a feather. The winds that were about to blow me off the road were just carrying that hawk higher and higher. That reminds me of some Christians I know, people who face the tough times of life in faith, and those times of adversity just bring them higher and higher, closer to the Lord. Christian, what are the winds that are knocking you around today? Family matters? Finances? Ill health? What? When Abraham faced his toughest test, he looked to the Lord. Christian, you can do that. We can determine that by God's grace and strength, we will trust and obey Him no matter what. So until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free Bible reading guide that will keep you in step with these programs. Every broadcast will coincide with your daily reading, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, what to do when a child turns his back on God? On Daily Discipleship.